This is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and with me is Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Andrea.
And Nancy Marshall Genzer. Hi.
Hey, Andrea.
Hey, guys. Thanks for being in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. Here's what we're going to talk about today.
And as a union guy, you support Hillary Clinton?
Of course. I don't support Donald Trump at all.
Bill Clinton is certainly an asset to some, a liability to others.
While you were gone, I bought it. You have to marry me now. The third time was the charm.
Of course, we are hearing from President Bill Clinton. He was the big headliner at the Democratic convention. And, you know, we expected him to talk a lot about the economy because of what candidate Hillary Clinton said earlier in the race.
My husband, who I'm going to put in charge of revitalizing the economy, because, you know, he knows how to do it. And
yeah, I remember that.
Exactly. Well, what we got at the DNC was something more like this.
When she came back, I picked her up and I said, you remember that house you liked? She said, yeah. I said, while you were gone, I bought it. You have to marry me now. The third time was the charm.
So rather than going like a full presidential, Bill Clinton gave the speech typical of a political spouse. He is setting himself up to be the first man.
The first husband or the first gentleman or something. I mean, hey, in terms of gender equity, it's kind of interesting that we expected a presidential policy speech and we got what in many ways maybe we should have expected, which is that of a potential presidential spouse.
Exactly. I thought that was just really fascinating. And Kimberly, you spoke to a super delegate from your hometown, in fact.
St. Louis, Missouri, woot woot. So I spoke to Darlene Green. I actually had to physically climb over some chairs in the convention hall to get to her just because it was so crowded in there, which is an interesting scene when you're schlepping a lot of gear around. I climbed over the chairs and I sat down next to her. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. She is the comptroller there in the city and a superdelegate.
Is Bill Clinton a liability or an asset for her when it comes to the economy?
It depends on who you ask that question. Bill Clinton is certainly an asset to some, a liability to others. But all in all, he does have the experience of being a two-term president. You can't take that away from him. He made some personal mistakes. But all in all, we were in a time of prosperity throughout his presidency.
Darlene Green is an African-American and a Hillary delegate, and she talked even more about sort of the relationship between the Clinton family and the Black community. And so she did say that in terms of the economy, she thinks that African-Americans will probably look a little bit more kindly on Bill Clinton's time in office than maybe some other groups might.
So, Kimberly, while we didn't hear that much from President Bill Clinton about the economy, we heard a lot about it from other people. And Nancy, you talked to some people about this as well, didn't you?
I did. The real insiders, Andrea. These are the people working deep inside the bowels of the convention hall, not at the tech company booths, not as journalists like us. They are the people who make this machine of an event possible. Waiters, cooks, people who are just moving stuff around. Tremaine Bennett describes himself as a laborer. He was moving pieces of furniture and equipment around the hall.
So like now I'm on my way to take a table down to Google.
And he says he supports Hillary Clinton partly because of Donald Trump's business record.
And as a union guy, you support Hillary Clinton?
Of course. I don't support Donald Trump at all. No kind of way. Seriously.
Why not?
Because if everyone could think back to when he was getting the Taj Mahal built in Atlantic City, he burnt the workers after they finished the job. He filed bankruptcy because they filed for bankrupt. When he filed for bankrupt, the company went under. So why would I support him?
Yeah, and that was actually a question I kept hearing whenever I would push back at some of the Bernie supporters or Hillary supporters or the Jill Stein supporters about Donald Trump and where he stands on the issues. They're like, why would we support him? Granted, it's the Democratic convention, but as many have pointed out, Donald Trump leans a little bit more liberal in some cases and some issues than Hillary Clinton does. But on labor issues, labor unions especially are definitely not on Team Trump.
And the folks that I talked to were all union members, so that's a factor here, too. Another person I talked to is Lisa Hayes. She is a carpenter. She's been working for 16 days straight here in Philadelphia. She's been building, building tents and floors and scaffolds. Of course, there are still two nights left of the DNC. And here are some of the issues she wants to hear more about.
What is it in for us, the workers, infrastructure, the economy, taxes, everything? We want to talk about what are they going to do as far as what the union workers will have to do to make this country look a lot better and run more effectively.
Lisa Hayes was also talking about equal pay for women. That's something she would like to hear more about from the convention floor. She is a single mom. She says she is paid equally with the men she works with because she's in a union, but she says a lot of women are not paid equally.
Huh. And I guess we should mention, guys, that Hillary Clinton became the first major party nominee as a woman.
Female nominee.
Yeah.
And it was such a big moment in the hall today. I mean, there was a lot of emotion, and Bernie Sanders made the pretty gracious movement on the floor to have her nomination be by acclamation rather than a roll call vote. It was a very emotional moment there. Some Bernie Sanders delegates were crying, others walked out, but that was all as thunderous applause echoed through the Wells Fargo Center and maybe is the first baby step towards unity in the party.
Yeah, very, very interesting. That's it for Politics Inside Out. Our next episode will come to you tomorrow after night 3 of the DNC. President Obama and Vice President Biden, I think you've probably heard of them, they will be speaking, and we'll also be getting lots of views from inside and outside of the hall. So we will have tons to talk about, guys.
Absolutely. We'll be here.
Lots to talk about indeed.
All of our coverage is at marketplace.org/insideout. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Downcast or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a rating, leave a review, let us know what you think so far. You can also find us on Twitter at Marketplace, or you can find me at Radio Babe, and
me, Kimberly Adams, at KA_Marketplace.
And I'm at Marshall Genzer.
And we want to hear what you think about how we're doing. I'm Andrea Seabrook. I'm Marketplace's DC Bureau Chief.
And I'm Kimberly Adams, Washington reporter.
And I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer, senior reporter in Washington.
And this is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. This is APM.